Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil's Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Very potentially dangerous development with China. The Biden administration, joined by our EU allies and the UK, have accused Chinese hackers who are in cahoots with their intelligence services for the attacks on Microsoft email back in the spring, and a number of attacks going back 7 years between 2011 and 2018. They've stolen intellectual property, stolen information. Hundreds of thousands of businesses have been affected. They've stolen business information, trade secrets, and so forth. Right now, then, we have clear evidence that Russia, China, and to a lesser extent, Iran, have simply hacked into our systems. With Russia, they hack into a pipeline, they hack into the subway system in New York, they hack into a meatpacking plant. China hacks into Microsoft. Of course, Trump did nothing. What do we do about that? You don't want a nuclear war. Russia has over 7,000 nuclear warheads, so do we. China had 290. Now they're building some more. We've got to get back at them, and Biden has got to step this up. Trump was afraid, and he was weak. Biden is strong. Before I tell you what I think we should do, we're going to go to the lines. The lines are lighting up. First of all, in line, Randy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Randy?
Good morning, Matt. The Wilbur Ross case, let's not forget that when the Supreme Court shot down that whole census question, they gave us the mellifluous term pretextual, which was, I thought, was a very, very nice way of saying this is a bald-faced lie. but the reason I called is I've been thinking a lot about anti-vaxxers and also about, you know, the stolen election folks. And when I was having trouble sleeping, two quotes came to mind that I thought seem particularly relevant right now. And one is from Voltaire, who said, those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities.
Good.
And the other was from a more modern source, the late Philip K. Dick, science fiction writer. He said, reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, does not go away.
Those are very good. Those are very good, Randy. Thank you for contributing that. And, you know, I'll tie it into two things. One of them is these anti-vaxxers. I am convinced it has to do with vanity. If COVID put boils on your face so you were unattractive physically or made you walk on crutches, they would be dying for vaccines. But they're willing to take the risk because it seems silent. And for people in Congress, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene or some of the other congressmen, and then people in the Senate like Ron Johnson and in the presidency like Donald Trump disparaging vaccines, they're consigning their base to disease and possibly death and certainly impairment of their health. I mean, that is sadistic. It's very, very cold, very, very cold. Randy, thanks for calling in and thanks for a little shot of Voltaire today. I miss him, miss old Voltaire from the 18th century. Thank you very, very much. We're going to Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Morning, Matt. I'm going to touch on two things. I want to get to China, but let me talk about the campaign by the far right. John Bolton kind of backed up what you said when I questioned, could Trump pull off a coup? And they asked John Bolton yesterday, could Trump pull off a coup? And he started laughing. He said he's not smart enough. He couldn't even figure that out. So all this misinformation, and they're screaming about it, they are politically, intellectually deficient. They can't comprehend the Constitution. They don't understand right from wrong. They don't, Ron doesn't know tourism from terrorism. They're just deficient in the intellect that it has, you have to have be in politics. But let's get to China. China and Russia, you know, you were talking about it a minute ago, are definitely a threat. And I'm going to ask you one quick question, but let me finish first. I want you to answer when I'm all done, how much you think China owns of our country, because it's considerable. But I think our best defense or even offense with China and Russia is not our warheads, is not our nuclear capability. It's our internet capability and how well we can block that. Because just like they can do it, we can do it also. It's amazing, my business. And when you understand the intellect of a software business, if there's a problem, they can create the solution. So I'm going to hang up, but tell me how much you think China actually owns of the U.S. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot. Very, very good questions. And I'll give you the two answers. One on the Bolton thing on the coup. I remember John Bolton saying that, and what he said, that Trump couldn't organize a coup. This was kind of a low rent, you know, Mo, Larry, and Curly, Three Stooges type of coup. You know, he shoots his mouth off, the guys come in. It wasn't, there was organization, don't get me wrong, among the three percenters and the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys, but it was a very, very clumsy attempt. But that doesn't mean he didn't do it, and it also doesn't mean that there aren't now about a third of the people in this country who are convinced that somehow there was something wrong with Biden's election, and that's toxic, and that is the long-range effect of what he did. Secondly, with how much does China own? I think it's, I'll tell you what I think, but also then I think it's a more serious issue than that. China buys our commercial paper. So right now, I know at one time, and this is some years ago, they had about $1 trillion in our commercial paper. In other words, U.S. Treasuries. Okay. All they have to do is not renew those. In other words, when they come due, let's say they're 90-day notes, they're two-year notes, 10-year notes, or whatever. All they have to do is demand payment. Now, at some point, what we do is we continue to issue debt to fund our deficits and to fund things. We take Social Security payments, and we use that, but we issue Treasury notes. Treasuries are the gold standard, the unofficial gold standard by analogy, for the world. You get a treasury, it doesn't pay much. It might pay 1%, might pay 0.5% some years or 2% other years. But, you know, there's full faith and credit of the United States. So their ownership of treasuries, I don't know what it is today. It was a trillion, maybe it's more now. The real issue to me, unlike the Japanese who came in and bought Rockefeller Center and they buy a lot of commercial property, China did buy the Waldorf Astoria in New York. And as a result, we moved our UN ambassador out of there. The UN ambassador for the United States used to have a suite, an apartment at the Waldorf Astoria in New York, one of the nicest hotels in New York, where to stay. Well, once the Chinese got it, we knew they'd put bugs in the walls, so we moved her out. But, you know, and that's a major property, but I don't think they have significant real estate holdings in a way that would jeopardize us. But what they do have is they have flooded this country with students and people on visas and scientists and all, and many of them steal intellectual property, and many of them feed it back to Chinese intelligence. And so as a result, what's happened is this latest hacking has resulted in the theft of intellectual property, trade secrets, affected hundreds of thousands of businesses. And my question is, what do we do about it? And you make a good point. Our cybernet capability is superior to theirs. We could close them down tomorrow. We could close Russia down tomorrow. The problem is, by doing that, first of all, we have a big trading relationship with China. And secondly, they can't do it as effectively, but they could shut down the grid in New York and in Chicago and in Washington, which would be terribly disruptive. I think we've got to nibble around the edges. I think, for instance, I know Biden told Putin, you do this again, and that pipeline that you depend on for money coming from Siberia isn't going to be flowing. Do it a little bit at a time. With China, China has a border with Afghanistan, 46 miles. It's very small, right where Pakistan, China, and Afghanistan meet. And the Taliban hate the Chinese. They hate them because they're not Sunni Muslims and they're a different race and want to kill them. And there was a suicide truck that killed a bunch of Chinese guys the other day. Very, very easy to hit China's cyber defenses on their borders where they're being threatened and point out there are a lot of Uyghurs in the Taliban. There are a lot of Uyghurs. Uyghurs are Sunni Muslims who are driven by jihad. And you just gin them up and say, look, an awful lot of Uyghurs right across that border who are in prison camps. They're your cousins. They look like you. These are bad people that are doing it to them, and put some Uyghur pressure on them. And this is one example. You could go through Africa and Belt and Road. China has lent hundreds of billions of dollars, work with some of these Afghan governments, say you shouldn't pay them back. You shouldn't pay them back. See what happens. But we got to put pressure on. Thanks very much for calling. Going back, Wisco Paul, my friend, we got 2 minutes before the break. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. There's so many things wrong. 2 minutes isn't enough time. But when you have a political party that is so petty and so crybaby-ish that they can't even finish the nominations at Tony's cabinet, that's bad. And then when he was elected, of course, he had the special session. But to my knowledge, his cabinet hasn't already been okayed with him. But you also... you have a political party in this state, let alone in the United States. They don't seem to care about clean water, clean air, and the climate in general, and we are going through climate change. Then they're investigating voting, for goodness sakes. All of these people that work so hard in the polls to make sure the voting is right, they don't even believe in that. So you have a political party that has completely lost their way. And I mean, right. It's beyond lost their way. It's like nothing I've ever seen. And on a national level, they can't even come together on an infrastructure plan, for Christ's sakes. Something we really need. You can't just let your house fall apart. Anyway.
No, you're right, Paul. We're going to a break, and I'm going to respond afterwards. An unbelievable thing Voss said. Voss exists simply to vandalize the state and make Evers look bad. That's all he's doing. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.